guys for voting for me. And also, I wanted to thank Member Solutions for allowing me to go ahead and do this. It was a great honor. It was a lot of fun. And hopefully, I just want to make sure I let everybody know that what I do is what I do, and it works for me, and it may not work for you. There's no way I'm going to, you know, tell you guys, okay, do it this way, do it that way. What I'm here to do is tell you how I do things and what works best for me, so you could hopefully get some ideas and incorporate it into what you do, whether you do it as a whole, as a part. It really doesn't matter to me, but I'm just hoping that it would help in some way, in some way. So all the things that I might say, or many things, you know, might make sense to you, it might not, but I'm hoping that it will help you at the end. Just to let you know, I teach in style of Taekwondo, World Taekwondo Federation. We're Olympic style, and I do it in Southern California, and I actually am in High Desert. Our legal name for our studio is Gold Medal Taekwondo. We want to make sure that we aim for the gold, and we named it Gold Medal Taekwondo. So we currently have about roughly, our numbers went up a little bit before I put those numbers out on the Member Solutions profile, but we have roughly about 300 active students. And the student base is growing. I'm really blessed, and I'm happy that I could help many people. And I'm hoping that I could help you guys grow your schools. First, I wanted to kind of go over the whole thinking process before anything else. I know business is business, but I really believe in, you know, I'm a big fan of Zig Ziglar, and his motto is, you could get everything in life that you want if you help enough people to get what they want. And that's what I kind of go by. I do in my time do think about a lot of the business aspects of it, but ultimately my whole day consists of, a big part of it consists of, okay, how could I help my students? What can I do? What kind of things will help this guy, and what doesn't work for him? What works for the other person? And I just go through a good portion of the day on trying to help people achieve what they want to achieve in their lives. Or in the kids, which is most of the time discipline, confidence, and leadership. So I want to go ahead and say first, you know, I really believe that you could get everything in life that you want if you help enough people to get what they want. And if you truly, truly, I'm sure that many of you guys already do, and I'm just already saying what's obvious, but I can't emphasize enough on when you run your business, if you do it with their best interest in mind, like you're talking to your brother and this is really going to help your son and your daughter, and you approach it that way, I've been having a lot more success with that than I ever was. So, number one. Number two, you need to really do the business with their best interest in mind. Also, now, the business part of it, the topic that I'm going to be actually covering today is referrals, how to get referrals from how to get the best referrals and get the best results. And number one thing is, I know it has a big part to do with referrals, and I know that I've been talking to many of you guys about it first, but which a lot of you guys already probably do, but you got to teach great classes. Everything starts on the floor. So I can't emphasize enough, do you have it on the floor? Are you having that SSL? I believe I got that from Master Lavallee or Mr. Kovar. I couldn't remember which, but I know I stole that idea from one of them. But SSL stands for Sweat, Smiling, and Learning. Are the kids sweating? Are they smiling, having a great time? And are they learning something that they didn't know previously? Are they learning something new? So if, you know, that teaching part is a whole other talk show, but if you could remember SSL, I mean, that's going to be a huge part of your everyday training. So once you have that, I think the referrals, once you place some of the programs in place for the referrals, I think the referrals are going to really start kicking in. So number one, there's a lot of things that I like to do, but I want to cover the most important one first. I constantly talk to parents. I know it's a little bit harder for you guys, for the ones that are running your school by yourself. But you got to find the time, whether you do it before work or after work or in between breaks or whatever it is. I mean, I try to make it so that I talk to at least about 10 parents every day, minimum, on their kids and their program and how they're doing. And at the end, I always ask for referrals. So it goes something like this. I wouldn't pick, but, you know, every child, I really believe that they have something good that they do. So I just pick students who are here on random. I keep a note of them, make sure I know who I talked to already and who I didn't talk to, keeping track of that. And I basically call in the parents, whoever's here. And I sit them down and I say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, how are you doing today? I just want to make sure I let you know your son's doing a great job in this area. What we're really going to be working with him is this, and this. And what happens is the parents really appreciate, number one, that you're complimenting, and they appreciate that you're thinking of their son or their daughter so that they could really, I could help them instead of just telling them they did a good job in everything. They want their kids to improve, and they want to know what we're up to. So it's a really good idea to update them. And they'll tell me about, you know, what's going on and how this has benefited them, and they love our classes, et cetera, et cetera. And I tell them, I say, well, by the way, do you recommend anybody that could really use something like this? I tell them honestly, you know, we will, number one, of course, we would like to do good in our business. If we do good in our business, we love to go ahead and get better equipment and, you know, always, that's how we have all the new stuff all the time and, you know, better chairs. And, I mean, it's going to benefit everybody and it's gonna do us good in business part. And it's also is going to really be really effective for the kids on making them more successful people, so you know that you're helping whoever you refer. And, you know, they really got to believe in the system. If you ask them, how's Johnny doing the classes, and they kind of hesitate, or if they say, oh, he's doing okay, or he really likes it, then obviously that means they're not happy, completely happy with your school, and they're not going to recommend you. So you got to look out, watch out, and make sure you look out for those little key points on how they say and what they say in order for you to ask for referrals. So obviously if, you know, they say, oh, we love it, we love your school, everything's going great, little Johnny has done so much better in school, and I say, oh, great, you know, I that's exactly what we wanted. And then I ask for referrals, and I go ahead and ask them, hey, do you know anybody else that could benefit from this? You know, we would love to go ahead and do better business. We love to spread martial arts, and ultimately, when a child succeeds in life, that's going to benefit all students, benefit everybody, not just the student. Potentially that could become the person that becomes a doctor and save your life one day. Or that person could become a person that robs you at the ATM and hurt you or your family member. So we want to make sure we want to spread martial arts to everyone. And I know as much as you guys believe, I believe 100% that you guys are very, very, as instructors, you guys are making a difference in the world. And I believe 100% on that. And I believe that I'm making a difference. So I'm able to say that with full confidence when I let them know. And they'll usually tell you right then and there, you know, they'll say, oh, you know, I have some of my neighbors in mind and this and that. And I will tell them, well, do you mind if we give them a call and give them a free gift of 1 month? And, you know, do you think they would like that? And some of the parents say, well, you know, let me ask them first and let me go ahead and bring them. And some of them actually give you the number and their names right then and there. And then you must ask them and say, would it be okay if we, you know, let them know that Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so had referred you guys to us, and go ahead and give them a free gift of 1 month. And they'll say, sure, no problem. And they'll go ahead and give you the go, and then you could call them up, have your program director call, and make sure they go ahead and, you know, call and make sure they get the number and et cetera, et cetera. So that's the first thing. Now, second thing, a lot of events. I've been really having a lot of success with events, especially right now when the times are really, really tough for a lot of the people because of mortgage. We're not affected as much because we are aiming for a different market. A lot of the schools over here are aiming for, you know, $65 a month, $75 a month. We are a $200 a month school. So people who are able to afford $200 are not as affected by the mortgage and a lot of different things. So luckily, we're not as affected. That's why, you know, I told a lot of my clients to make sure you raise your tuition accordingly to what you teach. But anyway, my point is, with still, you know, middle class being hit with the mortgage and a lot of different things, I like to have a lot of events. And some of them I charge and some of them I don't. I know that Master Bill Clark really believes in, you know, events got to make money and it's got to generate leads, and those two things are very, very important. But at the same time, you know, realistically, some of the things that we do, I'm just not able to charge for. So I'm just going to go right down the list and give you all the things, well, many of the things that I've been able to think about. I'm going to go right down the list and just tell you what we do. We try to get the parents involved. So we have, number one, we do things for parents, too, as well as kids. We have parents' night out. I'm sure a lot of you guys already do it. We have pizza nights. We have movie nights. We have picnics often when the weather permits. We have swim parties. We go to water parks. We're lucky we have a water park nearby, very inexpensive. Bowling nights. We have Texas Hold'em nights for the parents. We have ice cream parties. We have ice cream days where we give out free ice cream when you're here. I actually got this idea from Dan Haney. He was, a third apprentice winner. He's a good guy, and he actually gave me this idea. It's been working great. Also, summer camp and seminars. Those are all the things that we do. Parents night out, we charge. We charge anywhere between about, depending on what we do and what we, you know, what kind of food we bring, we charge anywhere from $10 to $20 per child. And the key point I make on this is I give all the friends for free. So I tell them, okay, hey, we're gonna the parents' night out is this Saturday, and parents, you could drop off your kids for 4 hours. We're going to feed them, and we're going to play games. We're going to maybe watch a movie, different things, and you guys get to go out. And any friends that you might have that has kids that want to go out and bring them, it's going to be absolutely free for them. And usually, out of about any given events, like let's just say a parents' night out or a movie night is almost very similar, just a different title. But any given night, we would have about 75 to 125 kids show up for a movie night. And out of those kids, I would say roughly about 25 to 30 kids are friends that are not currently in martial arts. So those are the people that I try to go for. They all have to sign a liability form from their parents, have an emergency cell phone number and their house number and their address. Now, those are 30 leads. So what we do is our instructors and my program director actually goes to work with those and calls every single person in person and let them know, hey, you know, little Johnny was doing such a great job. We love to have him back. You know, we would love to offer you a free month of class. How does that sound to you? And out of the about the 30 people or 25 people that are referrals, you're looking at about anywhere between, I'm going to be realistic and honest, about 10 people. We notice about 10 on a good day, maybe 13, 14 people would actually come in to try the classes. And we would have about three to five people actually join the school. Some people just, you know, they just never wanted to actually enroll their kids. A lot of the parents really didn't want to enroll the kids, but they just kind of did it, and some of them really stick with it. If some of you guys had better numbers, I think that's awesome. But from my market, from what I do, that's the realistic number that I've been getting to. So we try to really have a different event going on every other week. Now, big things like swim, water park, swim party, picnics, those we won't have for a little while, but like movie night, we rotate movie night, pizza night, you know, bowling, Texas Hold'em, seminars, you know, ice cream days. We just keep rotating them around until, you know, just over and over again. And we've been having a huge success with them. One other thing, swim. One of my really big money generator is a sleepover. I'm not sure if you guys, some of you guys call it lockout. Some of you guys have sleepovers already. Now, we charge about $20 per person. We take food donations, and a lot of the parents just donate food so we don't have to buy anything. And we accept 70 people, and it's completely packed every single time. They get to come here at 9 o'clock in the evening and leave at 9 a.m. the next day from Friday to Saturday. And the parents get to have, like, a little day off, and the kids get to party until, like, 2 a.m., actually, most of them stay up to like 3 or 4. But the point is they get to have fun, play video games all night, eat pizza, and just have fun the rest of the night. And we have those every about one every 3 to 4 months. And if you do the math, you know, of course, you know, 20 times 70 people, that's income that's going to help you to better your school, of course. And I usually don't do it myself. I did it myself for a long time. Now I'm able to have staff members who I could just kind of say, hey, you could go ahead and do it, and I I pay them a portion. I give them a percentage. I give them 20% of whatever we earn. So they actually make a lot of money for doing nothing. And they're happy, and ultimately, you know, I'm happy because I'm not doing anything at all. I don't set up. I don't do. I don't stay the night. I don't ask parents for donations. My staff does all that. Who takes the 20%, and I just collect the rest of the money, 80%, and that's income for me, right there. So, movie night and sleepovers. Now for sleepovers, I charge every single person, and it's still popular. So, even if they bring their friends, maybe I'll give them 50% off, but it's a limited number, and I would like to generate the kind of income. So, this I do charge for it, and I don't have as much turnout as the movie night for my leads, but I do have anywhere between 10 people, 10 to 15 people that actually show up, and I do the same thing. Every single event that you do, that's what you really want to do. A lot of people, maybe you guys already have that idea, but now are you really following through with it? Are you doing it on a consistent basis? One of my really big downfall was that I would think of all these great ideas, I would do it once, and then I'll forget about it, and I wouldn't follow through, and I wouldn't think about how to improve on it. So right now what we're trying to do is we're doing it. We plan the whole calendar. We sat down with our staff, just wrote down every single Saturday what we're going to be doing, and then that way we have to follow through with it. So my program director is a lot happier now because all she has to do is she doesn't have to ask me what are we going to do next month. She looks at the calendar, and there we go. We're doing, this Saturday we're doing an anti-kidnapping seminar. So she already knows that. She's already prepared, make the flyers. Flyers are going to be professionally done. And we send them out, and we announce it every class, and press releases out there, and we're done. And we already have, our number of people that we're already full. And next week we're going to have a CPR seminar. We hired a person that's going to come in and do a CPR, not a certification, but basic CPR with the dummies and all, mouth-to-mouth, for all the parents, you know. And these things are kind of free. These things are free for them, but it generates a lot of trust. And wow, this school really does more than just martial arts. It's why we, as parents, we get to learn stuff, and it's free. So when you create that kind of event and excitement in your school, a lot of the parents are going to tell other parents because besides, what do moms and dads talk about every time they get together with other moms? If you're a parent, you know that it's your child. So your name is going to come up, and they're going to ask. And hopefully every time somebody asks about, your school, that person is going to give awesome reviews. But anyway, going back to – I'm sorry for jumping in and out of the subject, but back to the events. You got to have an event. We follow through with it. We send surveys. How was this event? How did it help you? Did it help you? Did it not help you? Would you like to see this guest again? Would you not like to see the guest again? What was your favorite part? We have a survey that we send to the parents, and they get to actually fill it out. Now, one thing about the surveys, make sure they do it in class. By the time they leave, if you give it to the students, they'll never return it. That just doesn't work. So we do the surveys, and we get a good idea on how successful the event was. So anytime we do any of these events, the important part to remember is, number one, set the event days all throughout the year. You could always change it, but at least you know that you don't have to sit there and when you're busy and think about what you're going to do. So think about what events you want to do and set the dates. Second, you want to go ahead and create a checklist and make sure anybody could take a look at it and know how to do it just by following your checklist and your directions. And make sure you have a liability paper, third, so that you get their phone number and their information. And then four, have a great event. A lot of times, when I do it, it goes a lot better just because, if you're the owner, you're going to do a better job. And you got to make it fun and exciting and think about whether or not you want to charge or not. And then afterwards, make sure you call the parents, thank them for having a wonderful child. Every parent loves to hear about how good their little Johnny or their Jane is. We like to point out all the things that they did and let them know. And then offer them a free 1 month or 2 weeks or whatever you like on classes. Absolutely free. And that's going to be for the referrals. If you have any other questions on the referrals, I'm sure there are certain things that you have questions about, or if you already knew it and you want to get a little bit more into it, you're more than welcome to, you know, talk to me about it. You could call me. You could email me. Also, hands down, just my most successful referral was just, again, talking word of mouth, talking to the parents, just doing a great job on the floor, and they just really recommend other moms and other students to us. So that's going to be a very, very, very important part. I can't emphasize enough on teaching awesome classes. No matter if you don't have it on the floor, it doesn't matter what kind of business system you have, it's just not going to work. And I see a lot of people covering the business part, assuming that a lot of you guys already have great classes, and that's probably true. But there are a certain percentage of the people that just I don't think they really truly understand it yet. So if you are in that 20% or 15% of the studios that just right now you're focusing on your business and not too much on your classes and learning and getting educated, you yourself, and adding new programs and the curriculum and having the SSL and all those things and going to seminars and learning and child psychology classes, if you're not doing that, it's time to start. And that's going to be one of the most important parts they're going to be able to do. So I think for right now, I think I covered a lot of it. And and one more thing, events, word of mouth. We cover your word of mouth, events, and last thing I wanted to cover, I forgot to do, is who do you want to promote to? I covered this last time on my seminar. Number one, you want to go ahead and market to the easiest people are the siblings. You do a great job, the siblings are going to join your school. With exceptions to the few rules, they really don't have the money. We do offer a little discount so that they, 25% off whatever program they pick, so that it gives them a little bit more incentive to join. But when you do your job right, it should be very realistic for you to recruit a lot of the siblings. And then the parents are a little bit harder for us, but we've been having really good success with them, have a really good adult class, and we've been recruiting a lot of the parents. And then friends. So those areas, those three areas who you want to target, if you don't want to spend any money and get referrals and get more students and the quickest, that's what's been really successful for me. Number one, the siblings. Number two, their parents. And number three, their friends. And we have a referral system. I actually got this from Ali, Kyoshi Ali. He's the head mentor at Member Solutions. It's been really helpful, He actually gave me this idea. He said, well, James, you need to do a referral program where you're going to go ahead and, we give $50 to each family that signs into the program. And when that amounts to five people, five different agreements or five different families, that person gets our silver program free that's worth, $1,600, $1,700. And they basically get a year free of lessons. And I'm willing to do that for five new clients that are paying me potentially, $200 a month, $250 a month. Now, sometimes I think as instructors, we think, okay, well, this person is $150 a month or $200 a month. In fact, during the course of 3 years, I tell my staff that each student is worth $10,000, and more and beyond, because potentially there's a lot of referrals they could give. But when we sign up for Black Belt Club, 3 years, they buy the equipment and they stay here for 3 years, that's $10,000. So treat each, of course you got to treat each client like they're VIP. So anyway, I hope I didn't jump around too much, and I have been at least a little bit of help to you guys. Kathy, I think that's it.
Okay, absolutely. You've got about seven questions already waiting for you, so
okay.
From the web.
So
we can dive right into those. That was great.
Okay,
let's start with Allie from Atlanta. Her questions are about events not at the school. How do you have your kids get to and from places like the water park? Do you carpool or have parents pick up and drop off?
every time we have an event, we try to do the family thing. We try to have the parents go with their family. We do it on a Saturday or Sunday so that they could all go. But they're going to go there anyway. So we don't really have a separate drop-off or any kind of system where we just take the kids. But I actually tell them the parents have to go so that I don't have to watch kids and it's less liability. And that's very important because right now, you know, the last thing you want is something happen. You know, when I worry a lot, and last thing I want is somebody get hurt or somebody get lost, and you know, it's coming back on the school and me and looking very unprofessional. So, way we do it is, yeah, we tell the parents, okay, everybody, family signs up. Tell me how many people are you going. We receive the money in advance, and then we go buy it online or over there, and then we wait for them in the front of the pool. We make sure we tell them, don't be late or we're going in without you. Everybody shows up on time. And we go in together, grab a spot, or in best case scenario, we get our spot of our own because anytime we do anything, it's minimum 150 people. So whenever we go bowling or anything, a good portion of that function is our group, and they'll actually close a section just for our group. So I hope that answers the question.
I think so. Okay. She also wants to know, how often do you have the events where the kids, where the friends are free?
I try to have once a month. I try really hard. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but I try to really do a lot of seminars. Like anti-kidnapping seminar is, oh my goodness, it's just really popular. CPR, I mean, they don't cost very much, and if you have a parent that's certified, you know, hey, they could do it. Seminars, I think, are really great, and then you get great press releases with seminars. And then you could even send them pictures if you're in a local town, like if you're not in Los Angeles, or I'm in a suburb town, so they have their own newspaper, and they get to actually, you know, print out what happened, and we send them pictures, they'll just print a story, so it's great. But we try to have it once a month, and we try to make it a seminar that they could attend to, or movie nights, or you know, pizza nights, and we rotate. So once a month.
Okay.
At least.
Once a month. Okay, great. Let's see. Mark McCumber wants to know how much you charge for movie night.
Depends. It really depends on what I'm trying to target. But most of the time, I mean, we charge about $10 to $15. $10 to $15 per person, and then the friends get in free. And then if we have pizza or drinks, you know, and different things like dinner, then we charge a little bit more, like $15. And then if we have this bag of popcorn that we bought at Costco, because they have those little bags of popcorn, and then we charge $10. And then we show a movie or things like that. And you know, you got to understand, from a parent's perspective, all you guys over there have parents, you know, hey, how hard is it to find quality babysitting for 4 hours for, you know, $15? That's just ridiculous. So we have a lot of parents taking advantage of it. They actually asked me. They put it in their planner just so that they can make plans to go out on all the days that we have it throughout the year. Okay.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
That's great. Let's see. We have another question from Allie. What kind of events are you going to have in July or August to get ready for back-to-school time?
Okay. Right now we're talking to a lot of schools. That's the major thing. I have a lot of parents I'm lucky to have a lot of students, and I have like parents in high places in all different districts. We have three different districts in our nearby us. So what I'm doing is I'm talking to the parents, and we're setting up seminars, back to school seminars, where I'm going to go out there and speak to them and show a little demonstration. In return, you could do it two different ways. You could actually pass out the flyers, but I really don't like to do that for the kids. Because it looks like, that's just my thing. If you do it already, great, and it's been working out, great. But what we do is we ask the teachers to go ahead and actually pass it out. Or we work with the school to have it in their bulletin board or different things, posted on their bulletin board and their programs or in the office along with that. But we do the school thing, and we already have like three schools booked already. And elementary school, junior high. We try not to do too much high school. Only reason is because they're just, that's not the market we're trying to get into. I know what we're good at. I know what makes up a lot of our market, so we try to stick with elementary school kids and the junior high kids. And then we attack all that. And then we have the teachers pass out the flyers. And we're also, yeah, and those are, that's the specific for back to school. But for July, for summertime, as you guys know, that, you know, a lot of the people leave for vacations and they start getting lazy, it's hot. So we're doing a lot of water stuff. We're having a, we're renting out a pool. There's a pool here you can rent for like $400 you know, for every 4 hours. And we're renting that, and there's a little barbecue area, diving boards, a swim, you know, it could fit 160 people, so we're renting that whole place out. We're also doing the water park again. And ice cream parties and, you know, things like that. And then we love to have water gun fights when we, like, go picnics and have water gun fights. That's been really popular. So that's what I'm doing for July.
Okay.
And the back to school is the other, yeah.
Okay. We have another question, and they just basically wanted to clarify what you said. They said that, did you say you only offer a 25% discount to additional family members?
Yes. I only offer 25%. Okay, first person, they have to pay $100 down on top of their first month. And that you know, just I just do that just so that you get a little bit more upfront. And it doesn't really affect them. It's a down payment, so it really decreases their monthly payments by $10. Yeah. So they really don't care. But the second person, I only charge is 25% off, and I don't charge for the down payment. And oftentimes I would give a free uniform because we have a packet that we charge for the parents when they first start. There's a, you know, so for example, they picked the $170 program. So they do $170 a month, and then they have to pay $100 down, so that's $270. And starting in next month, it's going to be, instead of $170, it's going to be like $160. And then that's usually how I go about doing that. And then second person, you get 25% off, so of the regular price. And then third person gets 25% off, and then fourth person gets 50% off. And so we do give 25% off, and then we give 50% off for everybody that's on the fourth person and out. And they have to purchase a uniform bundle, uniform shoes and T-shirt, on top of the first month and the down payment, which comes out to $100, and it's a requirement. They have to buy it, and so they're paying $100 plus another $100 plus $170, so they're, you know, paying about $370 right up front. And then the second person, we give a free uniform. And then we tell them if they want to purchase the shoes and the T-shirt also, we'll give them at a discount rate. We'll give them a T-shirt free and then charge the shoes, you know, $45. Then, you know, as you guys know, as a martial artist and owners, you know, we have about 150% margin on our uniforms. So $45 that give covers the uniform, shoes, and the T-shirt anyway. So that's how I go about it. And then if it's two, they also have to pay the first month. There you go.
Okay.
And then one thing you do have to be careful about that I took this advice from one of the other masters too, but I found it better now that you enroll one person at a time. Like if you try to enroll both at the same time or three people or four people at the same time, you know, it starts adding up to, like, the startup cost is $1,000. So that really pushes them away. So what I do now is I go, okay, why don't we have them try it first and have them watch and then see what the response is. And then, you know, after the 2 weeks, you know, when the person's already joined, I sign them up, and then I say, okay, you get free 2 weeks. Go ahead and try it. And then they go ahead and try it for 2 weeks. And after that, I sign up just one more, and I say, oh, it's just for him. It's 25% off. There's no down payment, so it's only, you know, this much. And I've been finding that a lot easier to deal with instead of trying to sign up two, three people all at once. I mean, where are they going to really go? You know, one of their siblings already in here. They're not going to take them here, and then another person somewhere else because it's cheaper or anything else. So you kind of have them already. So, you know, why kind of blow it by trying to sign them all at once if you know that, you know, in my neighborhood anyway, they're all pretty much middle class. Okay.
Really easy question for you is, what's your web address?
Also, what is what?
What is your website address?
Oh, website is V as V as in victory, V as in victory, T as in Tom, or Taekwondo, VVTKD.com.
VVTKD.com.
Yeah, and then if you go on my website, you'll be able to see me and my instructors and what we do, and we'll try to, our motto and our mission statement and all that. And, oh, by the way, just mentioning websites, you got to have one. If you don't have one already, guys, I can't emphasize enough, like, you know, your name should be popping up first. That's one of the reasons we have our business name, which is Gold Medal Martial Taekwondo Incorporated, and we're doing business as Victorville Taekwondo. We're in a town called Victorville, and so when people type in martial arts in Victorville, guess whose name pops up first? Hapkido in Victorville, Taekwondo in Victorville, Kung Fu in Victorville. My name is like the top 10 on the net. So, again, it's very important that you have a website, and then number two, if you can't change, I mean, I don't want you to change names, but you need to work with someone. There's a lot of different programs out there that could make your name pop up first without getting you kicked off the website. I mean, like Google or something. Certain things are illegal, so you might want to watch out for that. So, you know, you want to make sure your name pops up first. Anytime martial arts, kung fu, taekwondo, boxing, anything comes up. Heck, my name even comes up when you type in camping because we have summer camps. So when you type in camping, mine's like the first one that comes up.
You're good. That's really good. And we also have a teleconference in our archive that Dwayne Brummett did on Google AdWords and on
things
that have to do with search engine optimization. So that's something everybody can kind of go back and take a look at as well to help out a little bit.
There you go.
We have another question.
Okay.
It's what kind of programs do you present at the school?
We have, number one, we put them through a regular program, number one. Number two, we have the Black Belt Club. And number three, we have the Masters Elite. And number four, we have a Gold Team, Guidance and Leadership Development. I got that from NAMA way back when. And also, I think Melody Schumann's same concept. Also, we have the Leadership Program. We have four programs. There you go. Leadership Program, Black Masters Elite, Black Belt Club, and regular program. And if you break them up, like basically I do this, everybody has to sign up for the 12 months. I show them the Black Belt Club, but I take it away. I cross it out. I say, I'm sorry, your son or daughter does not qualify for this program. It's only by invitation. But don't worry. You know, this program, I'm sure, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time, and they're going to be able to do it. I already pre-framed them that this is an elite program, that, like, not everybody's going to get in. Parents want it even more. And then I have them join to the 12-month program. And then about a month into the program, I bring in the parents, let them know what their progress are doing, all the good points. And then I pre-frame them about the Black Belt Club again. I let them know, well, you know, your son's doing a great job. It looks like he might be able to qualify for it. We're going to keep an eye on him. Can you please talk to him too? And we'll talk to him. We encourage the kids. We encourage the parents. And then about the second month, we bring him in, and then we say, congratulations. Your son or daughter has gotten into the waiting list. We actually have a waiting list, not because we don't have room for the program, but I want to make the club exclusive. And the parents know that. So I say, congratulations, you're on the waiting list. It might take a month. It might take two. I really don't know. But, you know, when we're ready, we'll call you, and we'll give them a big certificate. And then about the third month or 2.5 months later, you know, throughout the whole program since when they started, we let them know, congratulations, your son has been invited to the Black Belt Club. And then we announce it in front of the whole testing and the classes. We give them a big invitation. That's like an award that could actually frame. That's actually frame worthy. You know, they could actually put them into a frame. It's very extravagant. It's custom made. It's not off of my printer. We order thousands of them from our printer from a different town. So they put that up, and then that'll act as a advertising tool for you. Like, people are going to go, what the heck is that? You know, and then that's another advertising tool. And, oh, I do Taekwondo. Oh, really? Wow. And then you get a whole conversation going, and the parents are very proud. So anyway, and then we put them into the program. And then after that, the Master's Elite is for Black Belt Club. You have good attitude. You have to do good in school. And you listen to mom. And you're dedicated. Anybody could get in. Master's Elite, however, I only invite those of the top 15% of the entire school, and that's it. The ones that are doing just really good kicking, everything else, most of them are really higher belts, so they have something to look forward to. That's their own, instead of, oh, everybody gets to be in the Black Belt Club. And then leadership team are all the teenagers that, you know, 12, 11 and up, green belt and up, I invite every single teenager out there. Some people just invite the ones that they think they're going to do a great job, but I notice some of my best instructors right now are the ones that I thought, wow, this guy's really shy. He would, you know, he's not instructor material. But I learned that, well, that's my job. I need to make him an instructor. I need to make him more confident. I need to make him more outspoken. So I just threw out the whole idea, and I just invite everyone. And if they can't cut it, I let them know that, hey, you know, you're not cutting it, and just go back to regular classes. And they don't take it personally. And I do it on, I do 12 months for regular program, 36 for Masters Elite and Black Belt Club. I renew, you know, if they're their fourth month into the program, from that point I renew for 36 months. And then Masters Elite, when they qualify for it, let's say they're a year into the program of the Black Belt Club and they want to get into Masters Elite, I don't start it all over again. I just attach it for the rest of the time they have left over. And then for Gold Team, for the leadership team, I charge $40 a month more extra, and that's month to month. I tell them they could cancel at any time. I haven't really had anybody just cancel because it's such a good program. I mean, they want to become instructors. Everybody's ultimate goal is to become instructors. So those are the programs that I have.
Okay. And we also have a very similar question, but they're asking about what programs you teach when you go to the schools, like the school system, when you're going in August, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, for junior high and elementary kids, it's very, very, very simple. Elementary school kids, they'll be impressed by anything. We have demo boards. We have a demo team that I always take. You don't want to keep it too large just because if you have a large – I have two groups. I have one large group that we do when we do major functions like the carnival or we're invited to some big function. And then I have a small group that I could call upon. They're my, like, the hardcores. Like, they will get out of school just to go with me. They're the hardcores. And I have those. I have about six members of those. Two small ones so that it relates to the elementary school kids. And then the rest of them are you know, two medium ones that relate to junior high and two big ones. My instructors or somebody that's really good that could do fancy kicks. We first go in, and then we just start off right away. You know, we don't even introduce ourselves. We start kicking and then, breaking boards. And then we do the demo where, a typical one would be we go in and we start doing a demo where we break boards. You know, first two are breaking with this kick, and next two are breaking with that kick, and then other person are doing with another kick, and then after it's all over, then we have a little school chat after everybody's impressed. And then number one thing I talk about is I don't try to talk anything about our school. I try to talk about what you should be and how they should be if they want to become a successful person. I currently started doing the motivational speaking, so it becomes a little bit easier for me. And you gotta practice it a lot. But at the same time, you're going out there and you're telling them certain things like, in order for you to become a successful person in life, you know, I always emphasize on five things. Success is, you know, spiritual, family, it's mental, it's physical, and it's financial. And I talk about, you know, I try to relate to the kids, you know, how many of you guys want all the toys in the world and this and that. The number one thing you got to do is you listen to your teachers because we're at the school. And I say, well, your teachers are working really hard for you, and should you be giving them a hard time? You know, and I do a lot of examples. You know, how many of you guys know Jackie Chan? Do you think he became really successful by, you know, doing not listening to his teachers, or do you think he really listened good to the teachers? And I give little talks like that for about 5 minutes, and the teachers really appreciate the things I say because they're not able to say it. They can't say, oh, you know, I'm really working hard for you guys, and I worry about you guys. I want what's best for you, and you guys aren't listening, and that's not cool. So I say for them in a really nice way. The teachers just really, really appreciate that. And then they invite me over and again and again and again, and they're more willing to actually believe in it. And I have a lot of teachers that I actually recruited because I did the talks. They bring their kids, and I have teachers who have my business cards in their desk. And anytime they need to have a parent-teacher conference, and somebody's just not listening or they need to have a problem, they genuinely give them my business card and says, this is the guy you want to see. You want to go see this guy. Trust me. Do it for 2 weeks. They'll give it to you for free with this business card. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it, but it's going to solve a lot of your problems, focusing, discipline, a lot of it. And they send it to us, send them to us, and you know what? They do perfect. So I kind of went more in detail about it, but I hope that answered the question.
I think so. Okay. We have a couple more for you. One is a pretty easy one. What day do you run your special events typically?
Always on a Saturday or a Sunday. Sunday I try to avoid because I'm a Christian myself, and I know I got to go to church. And so I try not to make it during the Sunday times. But most of the time is Saturday in the afternoon or in the morning because as being a family person, you know, I like to go out and do something and during the daytime. And so I try to schedule everything right around 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday mornings.
Okay, great. And then Chris is asking if it's possible to get a copy of the anti-kidnapping seminar that you offer, or you know, can you give a little bit more detail about what you do?
Yeah, I could talk to you about it, you know, a little bit right now, and then you know, you could email me or call me, and I'll go in details with any of the subject that I just talked about. But with the seminar, anti-kidnapping seminar is very easy. I learned this from Maya seminar actually. And I didn't even buy the program. It's just, it's where, as a matter of fact, Kathy, I think you were there. I think, did you ever do,
Yeah, you did, huh?
Okay, yeah, I think
yeah.
She was there with Bill Kipp. And,
it probably was.
Yeah, and it was a seminar where, you know, when somebody approaches you, you know, whether it's a nice dressed person or whatever, we actually hire parents to come in dressed in different ways. And then we line up the kids, like five at a time, and then we have each instructor coaching the kids. So first, I sit them down. I sit everybody down, and then I explain to them. And I four rules of teaching, of course, you know, explanation, demonstration, correction, repetition. So first I describe what we're doing, and then I show demonstration. I say, this is what you're supposed to do. And then you put your hands up. You stay away from the distance. You say, stop right there. Using your voice. You know, you're not my father, screaming, whatever it takes, and then finding the exit and running away, very simple. And then we actually show that to them, and we use an example with a kid, and then we show them that we're going to be coaching them. And we tell them, we actually stand on the side, say, put your hands up, you know, say this, say that, start moving back, he's getting close. So that at first they're really intimidated, but they're really, it's hard for them to do, but after the you know, 3-4th one, they do a really good job. And then we get everybody up. And then line everybody up, and then we get the parents that are dressed in different clothing. So one of them is in a suit, one of them is in a polo shirt, one of them is wearing a biker short, you know, shirt or you know, jacket. And then we go ahead and have all the instructors line up on the instructors get on each line, and then they'll coach each child. So again, if you guys want it, I think you know, Kathy has more information on that too. I think they're actually having a program that you could they could go ahead and actually sell it to you.
Right.
And it's worth
right.
it. So.
Yeah, actually, everybody can just go. If they wanted to go look at it, you just log into your Member Solutions account online and go into what's called the Reward Store and just search. That one's called Easy Defense. So just search for Easy, and everybody gets discounts based on their billing volume in the Reward Store. There's all kinds of things in there. But that one in particular I know is in there.
Okay. Yeah, and also it's really, you know, it's really good when you advertise, like, you know, a lot of parents think it's violent, but I advertise in my Yellow Pages. We teach, you know, easy defense, a nonviolent, easy defense for kids against bullying and things like that. So when the parents look at that and they go, oh, wow, you know, like oh, you could do that without the violence? Well, very good. And then, you know, I have a lot of parents calling about that too. And I don't know if you guys are tapping into the toddlers right now, but, you know, there's a lot of programs out there. Member Solution, I'm sure, has another one, too, on the little ninjas or dragons or whatever they have. You know, it's you know the toddler market is hot right now, guys. I mean, there's not a lot of people that are willing to work hard for the 3-, 4-, 5-year-olds. And right now, you know, we have a waiting list for that program, too. We have a waiting list for our beginners program, our toddler program, our adult program. Black Belt Club, Masters Elite, and Gold Team. We have a waiting list for all that. The only thing we don't have waiting list for is intermediate intermediate and advanced who are transfer students. So we're putting everybody on a waiting list right now. So again, Toddler Class, if you haven't tapped into that, there are all the great programs out there. You know, you spend like $200 or $300 on a program, I think you're gonna make it, you know, back that same month if you do it right.
Do you want to give out your phone number or an email that you invited everyone to call you if they had any questions or email you?
Yeah, go ahead and email me first, and then I'll give you my cell phone number. That's no problem. My cell phone number is area code 323-275-4329. Again, it's 323-275-4329.